Hey, wrestling fans, this is Gary Michael Capetta, and you're listening to the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast with the Enforcer and the Stallion.
It's the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast with the Enforcer.
I believe they're called Enforcers, Gordon.
I sell women's shoes.
And the Stallion.
Stallion, baby!
I am not what you would call a handsome man.
I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll smile at me and like it.
All night long.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. We are your host. He is the Stallion. I am the Enforcer. We are coming to you live yet again for another week. Welcome back to the show, Stallion. How you doing today?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Good. You look like you're dead inside.
I am dead inside.
And outside. So it's a couple of dead guys, man. I want you to make it through this episode.
How many minutes do we have left? I guess would be my question. What do we
have? Sound like my wife, am I right? I'm on fire today. I am on fire. Well, we appreciate everybody tuning in for another edition of our show, the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. Before we get to business, we want to let you guys we're getting to business right now. We want to let you guys know that we teamed up with a certain video, professional wrestling video streaming service, powerslam.tv. Now, if you're a fan of, promotions, AAW, CZW, Progress Wrestling, Joey Ryan's Bar Wrestling, if any of those professional wrestling organizations ever stood out to you and you said, man, I really want to check it out, I just don't know where, we got you covered. Powerslam.tv. You enter the promo code all night long, one word, ALLNIGHTLONG. All night long, you get the first 30 days for free on the house. Joe, what haven't we done for our people?
I was going to make some sarcastic comments, but I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to leave it there. It's a pretty cool subscription. I have to say, we just partnered up with them this week and I've been checking it out the last couple of days and there's a lot of stuff on there. Like all those promotions that you mentioned. I know you had mentioned Over the Top Wrestling to me. I started watching a little bit of that recently.
Dude, how good is OTT?
There's a lot of great stuff in OTT and other promotions on there. And just scrolling through the library on PowerSlam TV and all the promotions, there's also some shoot interviews and documentaries. There's a lot of extensive stuff on there that, you can get. And like you said, first 30 days are free. After that, it's a very reasonable, I believe, $5.99 a month, which is
I don't mean to cut you off. $5.99, it's two cups of coffee, Joe. Two cups of coffee per month, you get endless episodes. And the thing is, you don't just get, the new ones. You get the library. You go back and, if you're a fan of Progress Wrestling and you want to go back in the library, you get the last 30, 40 shows. I mean, it's an amazing deal. We can't thank the guys over at powerslam.tv enough for hooking us up and our listeners with that discount. Give it a shot, man. You literally have nothing to lose. Worst case scenario, you try it out for 30 days and you don't like it, that's fine. But you owe it to yourself as a professional wrestling fan. The entire world is down on the WWE product right now. And instead of bitching about the product, go out there and support some other companies. Go out there and support, powerslam.tv, and you get to see a whole wide world of professional wrestling, man. It's a great way to spend $5.99, but you don't have to do that. First 30 days are on us. Tell them the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast sent you. I'm going to go check it out as soon as I get home tonight, Joe. I got some time to kill. So, listen, we're going format style. We have run sheets now. The All Night Long Wrestling Podcast is going we're going through a digital age. We're turning over a new leaf here. We're going to have some structure. I think that's what my life has been missing. I have no structure in my life. I'm a schlep. I'm a schmuck. It's who I am as a person.
That's cool. I have no spine, so that could be.
So would you say you're a jellyfish?
Yeah, just no backbone whatsoever. So, I mean, that's, you know, so same thing. I guess structure is, you know, what I need. Probably a back brace. But other than that, yeah. So we're going to start off right with some news. What are we starting off with this week in terms of news, Mike?
Well, we're going to start off with some quick news in terms of we're getting outside the spectrum of the WWE. And one of the most newsworthy topics this week has been Sami Callihan of the Callihan Death Machine and his issues with a certain Jim Cornette and MLW. Now, if you saw MLW TV this week, you saw Sami Callihan walk out, put some water in his mouth, and spit it directly in the face of Jim Cornette. And then Jim Cornette threw his tennis racket at him. And, you know, there was, I mean, listen, is it a shoot, Joe? Let me ask you right off the top. Is that a shoot or is that kind of a worked shoot angle?
Yeah, it's a good question. I have to imagine that since they put it on air, that it, you know, I'm not going to say Cornette knew it was happening, but I have to think that he at least, you know, wasn't super upset about it. You know, otherwise it probably would not have made air. I did read today that Sami Callihan did an interview and talked about why he spit on Jim Cornette. And I guess it was related to some comments that Cornette made about Sonny Kiss after the Double or Nothing show. So Sammy was not happy about that. At least that's according to him. So he did that spot where he spit the water on Cornette at the announce table before his match in the main event on MLW this week against Mance Warner. So do I think it's a complete shoot? No. But do I think that Callihan and Cornette probably aren't the best of friends? Probably not, I would say, just given the what both guys represent and what they stand for historically. I would say they're probably not, you know, in on this together.
Yeah. Let me, I'm going to read you what Cornette said about Sonny Kiss and you tell me how you feel. Cornette was, he was recapping, I guess, the Double or Nothing pre-show Battle Royal. What was it called? The Casino Battle Royal?
Casino Battle Royal, yes.
He goes, and I quote, this is Cornette, not me. Then here comes Sonny Kiss, who apparently got off his day job at the drag show at the effing Tropicana. They're not explaining any of this. The transvestite or exotico, as they would say at AAA. For the record, the exoticos of Lucha Libre are actually male wrestlers, usually gay, that wrestle and drag as a means of subverting blah, 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 blah. That was from an article at SB Nation. So, I mean, listen. Jim Cornette is from a different era. Is that fair to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's been around, I guess, at least since the 80s. I'm not sure exactly how long, but that's when most people remember him, right? Back in the 80s with the NWA and then, you know, things that he did beyond that, like Smoky Mountain and the WWF and so on and so forth. But yes, he is from an older school era for sure.
Now, Jim Cornette said if, you know, Sonny Kiss is going to be in wrestling, people are going to say a lot worse about him. And I think that's true to an extent. I mean, listen, you see the stuff that people on the internet say every day. But the thing is, the people on the internet that say that are usually, you know, basement-dwelling cockroaches of human beings that are just trolls, and they do it to get a rise out of people, and that's fine. I mean, listen, if that's your gimmick and you're that upset with your life where you take to Twitter, like Maria Kanellis is a huge target of it every single week, and I don't know why. You know, you get people just saying the most vile stuff, but that doesn't excuse the behavior. I mean, you know, it's like, there's a great meme online of a fence and a dog on each side of the fence, and then the fence rolls and they're barking at each other, and the fence rolls back and the dogs stop barking at each other. And that's kind of what the internet is, right? I mean, you get to say whatever you want to say on the internet anonymously, but in real life, you'd probably get, you know, punched in the mouth or worse. And Cornette saying that people are going to say that about Sonny Kiss is one thing, But Jim Cornette is a public figure. He's got millions of followers and all this stuff. So, you know, you can't come out and say that in 2019. I mean, you just can't. You know, whether Cornette's trying to be funny, he didn't even say it in a funny manner. I mean, he said it in a derogatory manner. So Jim Cornette is known to fly off the handle and carry a gun in his car at, you know, fast food joints and stuff like that. But to say that about a professional wrestler in this day and age when AEW specifically is going so far the other direction to make everybody feel welcome, and now the WWE is they're coming out with, I believe it's Pride Month, so the WWE is coming out with, you know, Pride t-shirts and things like that. You're going to get a lot of detractors, but you have to worry about your brand too. So Jim Cornette is now a figurehead of MLW. So that makes your company look pretty bad, especially because all the other companies are doing their best, like I said, to go the other way. Jim Cornette is who Jim Cornette is. I respect Jim Cornette's contributions to the business, but I think he was off the mark and somewhat out of line on this one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to your point of, you know, if, in terms of saying it in the year 2019, I think, you know, if you're going to come out and make a comment or make comments like that, you have to just expect or anticipate some level of backlash, whether that's from fans or wrestlers or whatever it is. Now, beyond that, right, the MLW show, as you mentioned, where that particular incident happened, where Callahan spit the water at Cornette, the main event, which was Callahan versus Mance Warner, was basically a loser leaves MLW match, which Callahan lost on television. So another part of the story that I read was, you know, whether that was truly an exit for Callahan from MLW or if it was an angle. So there was a story that said that it was supposed to be part of an angle where he was going to not be at the next set of tapings, and then he was going to come back under a mask at the following set of tapings.
Very similar to the Midnight Rider, I believe.
Something along those lines. So that was apparently a potential plan. However, part of the story is that in this match with Mance Warner that they had in Milwaukee, which is basically a, you know, a hardcore brawl, if you or any, you know, folks out there have not yet watched it. I guess Callahan did some damage to the arena that cost MLW a certain amount of money that was significant, and their officials were not happy with him over that and decided not to bring him back in general overall. Now, again, if that's part of the angle, if that's, you know, a legit shoot and he's not coming back, I guess time will tell on that. And there's two different parts of stories that I've heard, which is one that, you know, Cornette was not part of the reason why Callahan is not coming back. And then, you know, another part of the story where Callahan seems to think that Cornette is a reason why he's not coming back because of whatever role he has in MLW. So I don't know yet really what's true there. I will say if Callahan did damage to the arena during that match, then that's a little bit careless on his part. I'm not sure how tied into MLW he was in terms of returning, but he was a pretty main figure on the show, at least since I've been watching it the last few months. So that's the other half of it, I guess, is Callahan now officially gone from MLW for good? And if so, you know, what role Cornette may have played in that?
Listen, I like MLW. I watch MLW every single week. And they're worried about, if true, they're worried about Sammy Callahan damaging the arena. That's one thing. They just sent out a press release 4 days ago that Savio Vega is coming to MLW New York City. Savio Vega covered for Invader, who killed Bruiser Brody. Savio Vega knows who killed Bruiser Brody. Savio Vega employs the guy that killed Bruiser Brody. You're worried about something. How about you're the fact that you're about to employ a murderer or a co-conspirator to murder? Savio Vega makes me sick, and anybody that hires him for their company also makes me sick. So they've got other things they should deal with. However, I will say that this summer, Tony Schiavone is going to be commentating on several MLW events. So I would assume his commentary, he'll be taking over for Jim Cornette if Jim Cornette's not going to be there on some of them. I don't know. But I do love the move of them getting Tony Schiavone back in business. And as far as Sammy Callahan, I don't – Sami Callihan is no stranger to what's the word I'm looking for here, Joe?
Controversy?
Thank you. He is no stranger to controversy. He had a beef with Austin Aries, and all the stuff he's done. He killed Eddie Edwards with a baseball bat and Jim Cornette. That's really where this started. Sami Callihan went to – everybody knows he crushed Eddie Edwards' face. And then he made an angle out of it, and he's been calling himself the Draw ever since. Jim Cornette had a problem with that, and they kind of started beefing on Twitter or Instagram, whatever it was back then. So I think it's kind of just developed from there. But I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with this one. I mean, I don't – speaking freely, if I don't picture either Jim Cornette or Sami Callihan being easy to work with. But that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Sami Callihan. I'm not a huge fan of that particular style of wrestling. And Cornette makes that known on air when he commentates on his matches, rooting against Callihan and kind of saying that some of the things that occurred in that match are not really pro wrestling. But, you know, there are people out there who like that style. So I respect that. It's, you know, and I respect those guys for working that style. It's just not my thing. But, you know, he's kind of made a name for himself and being a little controversial. Obviously, his stuff that he did with WWE and NXT, and then he left there, went back to the indies. So, listen, I'm sure he's going to have plenty of places to work. He's still in Impact, I believe. So, you know, if he's not coming back to MLW, then I'm sure they're going to be okay. And maybe if he does, then maybe this is all just an elaborate angle to get people talking, and eventually he will be back, and they'll turn it into something even more newsworthy. So I think either way, you know, Callahan's going to be okay. And if Cornette sticks with MLW, I mean, they're going to be just fine in terms of where they are at, too.
I just find it funny that Jim Cornette says that Joey Ryan and Sami Callihan, that's not wrestling. Meanwhile, him trying to rip a tuxedo off of Paul E. Dangerously and all the stuff that he did in the 80s gets a pass. It's like, well, you're stripping another man on TV. So where does the wrestling / sports entertainment draw the line? I guess, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones or whatever they say. But, you know, like I said, it's a new day and age and people are trying new ways to entertain people. I think Sami Callihan's quote was, I'm going to butcher the quotes. I'm just going to paraphrase it. Something along the lines of, you know, Jim Cornette doesn't think that's wrestling, but you have an undead zombie shooting lasers out of his eyes, and that's okay, referring to The Undertaker. So, you know, sometimes I think some people might take themselves too seriously and, you know, kind of play the blame game here and there. But either way, like you said, both of those, they're both going to be fine. I'm sure Cornette's probably close to a millionaire, and Sami Callihan can go wherever he wants and make money, so... That's that. I'll be interested to see where it goes. And I'm going to continue to watch MLW. I watch MLW every week. You know why? Because it's free on YouTube. So kudos to MLW for giving me a free product every single week. Can't complain about free wrestling, Joe.
No, sir, you cannot.
Speaking of free wrestling, it's going to lead us to our next segment. God, we sound official when we say that, buddy. We sound official. We're going to talk about our match of the week, previous week, match of the week that actually already happened. To me, the match that stuck out to me the most was Joey Janela versus Chris Statlander from Beyond Wrestling, Uncharted Territory. I think it was the 12th, last Wednesday. I don't know if anybody's got a chance to see that match. If you have independentwrestling.tv, Uncharted Territory from Beyond Wrestling is a great show every week. And Janela and Chris Statlander had one hell of a match. It was just north of 30 minutes long. And, you know, Joey Janela said it wasn't a great intergender pro wrestling match. It was a great wrestling match. And I agree with you. Chris Statlander, a friend of the All Night Long Wrestling podcast, she was on the show a couple of months back. She's been doing some amazing, amazing things since the show. I mean, listen, she's only been in the business maybe 3 or 4 years, and I think she's moving on to a feud with Kimberly. So for me, the match of the week last week was Joey Janela and Chris Statlander.
So I don't really know what week or what days contained are within the range of me being able to pick the match of the week because I'm a moron. But of the shows that I watched this past week, and I did not get to see Uncharted Territory, and we're not going to talk about that on air for reasons that I don't want to get into. The match that I thought that stood out to me was from that MLW episode that I was just talking about. The opener was Flamita versus Rey Horas. I apologize for my Lucha Libre fans out there for my pronunciations, but that was the opener on that episode. And I thought that was probably the best match that I saw this particular week, you know, in terms of what I've seen Raw, SmackDown, NXT, ROH.
Oh, you haven't watched Raw and SmackDown.
Okay, I've watched Raw, but I read about SmackDown. And
better than me.
MLW, ROH, NXT. That was most of what I watched this week. And that's the match that stood out to me. You know, NXT had a solid six-man tag at the end of their show, but I don't really think it kind of, you know, reached that level where I could say it was the best match of the week. ROH had a four-way at the end of their show this week, which, again, I thought was solid, but nothing spectacular. But that Flamita Rey Horas match was one that that stood out to me. So that'll get my vote for match of the week this week.
I did not get a chance to see it, but based upon your recommendation, I'm going to go, I'm going to give it a shot. Joe, in the week coming up, the next couple of days, what to watch for? What are we watching for this week? One match.
I don't. Well, I think next week, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say that on NXT next week, it's Shayna Baszler versus Io Shirai in a steel cage.
Yep, that is the main event of NXT next week. Yes, sir.
So that would probably get my vote, unless you're a big fan of Stomping Grounds this Sunday, which I'm not really sure there's anything on that show that I can really recommend. Maybe Samoa Joe and Ricochet. That's really all I can.
You're really gonna jack my what to watch for?
No, I said maybe on that show. I mean, is that if you were to pick a match in the next week or what to watch in the next week, what stands out to you?
It was Samoa Joe and Ricochet, Joe.
Oh, that's what? Now that's on what show?
It's on Stomping Grounds.
Stomping Grounds on Sunday. And is there a title on the line for that?
I don't know, Joe. Now I'm just mad.
Why?
You chose your what to watch for, and then you doo-dooed on mine.
I didn't know that was yours, though. We didn't. That's the thing.
Samoa Joe and Ricochet, let's just not get into, you know, anything else. But Samoa Joe and Ricochet are two phenomenal performers. Ricochet might be one of the best in the world right now. Joe, a little bit older. I'm not going to say he's in the downswing of his career, but he's definitely a different type of performer than Ricochet, and I think he's going to be able to. You didn't just call Samoa Joe fat, did you?
I didn't say a word.
Okay. Just good making sure. I think Ricochet is going to make him look even better than he is, and I think that should be a really good match. Ricochet doing the flip. Listen, so each week, one of us is going to have our own little segment, and the other one's going to have to respond to it. Next week, it's going to be Shooting with the Stallion. This week, it's going to be the Enforcer's Hot Take, Joe. So we're going to close out this episode of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast with a hot take from me. You ready for this? You ready for my hot take of the week?
I'm literally on the edge of my seat.
I've been watching a lot of 80s wrestling, shockingly. And I'm going to tell you this. One of the most overrated tag teams of all time, the Legion of Doom. They were two very big guys that were not very good in the ring. And if they didn't have Iron Man by Black Sabbath as entrance music, there's no shot they would have gotten over as well as they did. So for this week's hot take from this guy, Legion of Doom, overrated.
Well, yeah, that's a tough one, buddy. Listen, I know some people and even some wrestlers out there like to call the Road Warriors, you know, one of, if not the greatest tag teams of all time. I do agree with your point about their in-ring work, for sure. You know, a lot of their matches, especially back then, that I've seen involves a lot of no-selling and things of that nature. You know, they did have a cool finisher, I think, especially for that time, with the Doomsday Device. But there, I think your point about their in-ring quality is fair, is accurate. They were very over, though, I think, with their gimmick.
Huge.
So, you know, it depends on how, I guess, you qualify teams as being, where they rate overall in terms of, tag teams in history, and whether that's, whether you put more emphasis on in-ring or gimmick or whatever. It depends on where you would rank them. I mean, if you asked me who I thought the best tag team of all time was, I would not pick them. I think there's several other teams that are better than them.
Tag teams that are better than them. I'm going to give you five tag teams right now, and you tell me if you rank them above or below Legion of Doom. You ready?
I'm ready.
All time. Historical. Young Bucks.
I like the Young Bucks better than them, yes.
Red Dragon.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I like Red Dragon.
I got a couple more.
All right.
Red Dragon.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I'm good. I'm with you.
Okay. Arn and Tully.
Yes, Arn and Tully, sure.
The Rockers.
Yep, I'm a Rockers guy. Yep.
Rock and Roll Express.
Yep, probably true.
There you go. That's all. That's all I got to say. I agree with you on everything you just said, and I think those are five teams that are better than the Road Warriors. So I like the gimmick. I like the theme song. I just think, historically speaking, to put them on the Mount Rushmore of tag teams, I disagree. That's a fair hot take. I don't think that one was too hot. It wasn't sizzling.
No.
Especially from a guy that's watched about eight WCW 1987 to 1990 shows this week. That's what I see. Listen, we got a couple things coming up. Next week, you and I are going to be at Shine 59. We're going to be at Evolve 129. Looking forward to those shows. Those shows are stacked, Joe. Aja Pereira is going to be going up against Shotzi Blackheart for the Shine Nova title. Candy Cartwright, your girl, and the Cutie Pie Club, huh? They're going to be returning at Shine 59. Friend of the show, AK, Allison K, is going to be going up against Mercedes Martinez in the main event for the Shine title. That's going to be a heck of a show. Then an hour after that, not even. You have Evolve 129. I mean, you got... as of right now, the main event for that show is going to be Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly against the Workhorsemen, J.D. Drake and Anthony Henry. Josh Briggs is going to be taking on Jauji, your man, although he changed his name to, what is it, something who us?
Yeah, I feel like I won that battle. That's,
Yeah, you did. You don't want to call him that. Yeah. Also, our buddy Retro AG. Is going to be teaming up with Kurt Stallion against Joe Gacy and Eddie Kingston. That match is going to be just very, very good, Joe. I'm looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to checking out Evolve, and I'm looking forward to checking out Shine. As always, you can follow us along at All Night Long WP everywhere you go. But if you're on the computer and you're like, man, I have about 10 minutes and $5 to kill. What can I do? Well, Joe, what you could do is turn around your sex life. You can go to bluechew.com, use the promo code WPP. That's WPP, stands for Wrestling Perspective Podcast. You pay $5 shipping and handling, and you get your first order of Blue Chew for free. Listen, sun is shining, the birds are chirping. People are doing the Humpty Dance, Joe. And right now, what better time? You got the key ingredients from Viagra and Cialis and all that stuff. And it's chewable. It works like this, man. It works quicker than the Beverly Brothers tag team reign. Huh? $5, promo code WPP at bluechew.com. Again, everywhere you could find social media at All Night Long WPP, YouTube, All Night Long WP. And youtube.com/allnightlongwrestlingpodcast. Be sure to check us out for next week's show. We're going to be talking about Evolve and Shine. Once again, we are tapping out.